Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Perfect Senne Year Inside the Perfume Industry in Paris and New York is a nonfiction work by Chandler Burr that examines how modern perfume is created, marketed, and sold across two very different settings, Paris and New York. Centered on the development of Jean-Claude Ayena's Enjardin sur le Nil for Hermès and Sarah Jessica Parker's celebrity fragrance, Lovely. The book uses parallel case studies to show how fragrance can function as both artistic expression and commercial product. Burr draws on his background as a perfume critic and journalist to explain the technical, creative, and business forces that shape a scent from concept to launch. The result is part industry reportage and part cultural analysis, aimed at readers who want to understand why perfume is such an influential but often invisible form of consumer culture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, two perfumes, two business models, one industry. A central strength of the book is its comparison between two contrasting fragrance projects. Enjardin sur le Nil represents a luxury house approach, where Hermès worked with Jean-Claude Ayena to build a scent tied to brand identity, artistic restraint, and long-term aesthetic coherence. Lovely, by contrast, reflects the celebrity fragrance model, where name recognition, market positioning, and broad appeal matter as much as scent composition. Burr uses these parallel stories to show that perfume is never created in isolation from business strategy. The same product category can support radically different logics of value, one based on craft and prestige, the other on mass market reach and celebrity branding. This structure helps readers see that the perfume industry is not a single creative field, but a set of overlapping commercial systems with different pressures, timelines, and expectations. Secondly, Jean-Claude Ayena and the Rise of the Recognized Perfumer. The book gives unusual attention to the role of the perfumer, often called a nose, and shows how Ayena became emblematic of a wider shift in industry visibility. For much of perfume history, the creator behind a fragrance remained anonymous to the public even when highly respected inside the trade. Burr highlights a moment when that changed, as Hermès named Ayena its first in-house perfumer and gave his authorship a more public place in the brand story. This matters because it changes how fragrance is understood not merely as a branded commodity, but as the work of a specific creative intelligence. Burr treats this visibility as both cultural and economic, since naming the creator can add prestige, narrative depth, and consumer trust. At the same time, it also exposes the perfumer to stricter brand expectations, making authorship more public, but not necessarily more autonomous. Thirdly, how scent is built through technical constraint and sensory judgment. The book also makes clear that perfume is evaluated through repeated comparison and revision, rather than by a single inspired moment. That detail matters because it places scent design closer to iterative product development than to solitary artistic expression. In doing so, Burr reveals why perfume can appear simple to consumers while being exceptionally complex to create. Fourthly, marketing, celebrity, and the economics of desire. Burr is especially attentive to the marketing machinery surrounding fragrance, particularly in the New York material on Lovely. The book shows that perfume succeeds not only because of how it smells, but because of how it is positioned, narrated, and sold. Celebrity perfume depends on public image, media attention, and the conversion of personal brand into consumer desire. Luxury perfume, meanwhile, depends on heritage exclusivity and a more refined promise of taste. By tracing both models, Burr demonstrates that the fragrance business is built on expectation management as much as olfaction. The scent itself must support a story that can be communicated quickly to retailers and consumers. This gives the book analytical value beyond perfume alone, because it shows how modern consumer goods combine intangible aspiration with tangible product design. The perfume bottle is therefore only the visible endpoint of a much larger economic system of branding and persuasion. Lastly, making the invisible world of perfume understandable to general readers. Another important achievement of the book is its accessibility. Perfume is notoriously hard to describe because smell is immediate, subjective, and difficult to translate into language. Burr responds by using journalism, industry observation, and vivid explanation to make an invisible craft intelligible to readers who may know little about fragrance. He turns behind-the-scenes meetings, expert labor, and commercial negotiations into a narrative that clarifies how an entire sector operates. This is not just a stylistic success. It is part of the book's purpose. By showing how a perfume moves from idea to shelf, Burr gives readers a framework for thinking about scent as culture, labor, and commerce rather than as a vague luxury product. The result is a book that can be read both as a study of a niche industry and as a broader account of how modern consumers encounter hidden creative work through branded goods. In conclusion, The Perfect Scent is best suited to readers who are interested in perfume, fashion, branding, consumer culture, or the hidden processes behind luxury and celebrity products. It will also appeal to readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction that explains a specialized field without losing sight of the people and institutions involved. Its practical value lies in how clearly it shows the relationship between product development, branding, and market positioning. Its intellectual value lies in the way it reframes perfume as a serious cultural and economic subject rather than a trivial accessory category. Compared with more technical perfume books, it is less of a reference guide and more of an inside account of how the industry actually works. Compared with general business books, it is more sensorial, specific, and attentive to the role of artistry. What makes it stand out is the dual Paris-New York structure, which lets Burr compare luxury perfumery with celebrity fragrance in a way that reveals the full range of pressures shaping modern scent creation. For readers who want both industry insight and cultural analysis, it remains a distinctive and rewarding book. If you would like to support Chandler Burr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.